You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Enhanced odds, Dean Bowditch to score and MK Dons to win is 25-1, and Oscar to score and Chelsea to win is in the betting at 5-2. Derek, earlier on in the podcast, Lee said that it's Chelsea fans that should be upset and things aren't changing under Gus Hiddink, but they're unbeaten in their last 8 competitive matches now. They've won 4 of those and drawn 4. I think things are starting to turn for Chelsea, and that win at the Emirates on Sunday, albeit in a match where they were helped out immeasurably by Per Mertesacker's sending off, yet another win against the Gunners for Chelsea, but they've started to rack a few results together.
Yeah, they looked like the Chelsea of old, didn't they? I know it was against 10 men for a large portion, but I thought they looked back to the best, but getting there. And that's followed a few reasonable results as well. So this isn't the Chelsea of before Christmas. This is a different Chelsea. And you know, what makes it so sweeter for punters here, looking at the 1-3 and licking their lips? In fact, they should be licking my lips as well. It's the fact that Chelsea have got nothing else to play for. They've already got the Champions League coming. They ain't going to win that, but it's not coming up for a while yet anyway. They've got to concentrate on this. And they're meeting aside MK Dons, who are in free fall. Really, really struggling right now. Lost to Bolton 3-1. Not many teams are losing to Bolton, but Dons managed it last weekend 3-1. And they're meeting Chelsea at the wrong time here. 1-3. I think it's just it is buying money.
Okay. Yeah. I tend to agree. You know, yeah, who's going to come good in this game?
Who?
Eden Hazard.
All right.
He's going to come good in this game. I think he will, because he's not been playing in the league. As he came on as a substitute against Arsenal, and I thought he looked quite lively in that 15 minutes, as if he fancied it again. Mm. And Diego Costa's been better under Gus Hiddink. It was always going to get better for Costa. Once Mourinho left, you felt that those two had a little bit of a falling out. He scored 6 in 6 under Gus Hiddink now, having only got 4 in 21 before Hiddink took charge of Chelsea. Mm. Chelsea 1-3, Healy.
Yeah, I agree with Derek. Again, maybe another one of those -1 bets. It's the shortest of the three that we've talked about, but I think it's 17-20 -1 here for Chelsea. MK Dons, they've had a couple of shellackings at home. They lost 5-0 to Burnley in the league, lost 6-0 to Southampton in the League Cup back in September. I know it's a little bit of time ago, but I think that just shows maybe the limitation in that, you know, that have they got the ability to cope with a team who move the ball around, who are talented, who can get behind them? Look, they've had some good results as well. I mean, they beat Blackburn 3-0, and they beat Northampton 3-0 in the last round of the FA Cup. But I agree with you guys. I mean, I think it's a case of looking at the team news, picking a goal scorer. Whether that is, I mean, it costs us even money to score away, a defence that has been leaking goals.
Yeah.
So I don't know why he's even money. But you're right. I mean, looking Hazard, Willian's an old favourite, isn't he? 19-10 from a set piece. You know, he's been fantastic this season. One of the shining lights of Chelsea's poor season so far. So yeah, Chelsea to win. If you want to pair it with the goal scorer, I'd go Willian. But the -1, -2 again would be there for me.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.